This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So tired today. So sorry.
Are you sleepy as well?
I've been packing all day. I'm going on a big trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you the bag. This is all my luggage for the trip.
That's all your luggage?
This is my whole luggage for the whole trip.
So for people who are just listening, what Hayes is holding up is a bag with $19 in ones and what appears to be almost a roll and a half of quarters.
There's some copper in there.
They're loose as hell, and there's some pennies as well. Or if they are even pennies, they may just be copper slugs.
Because you know where my trip is that I'm going to, the next level.
That's right, people.
One-way ticket.
We are taking it to the moon. We are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Hayes is basically that this bag of money represents his entire crypto purchasing fund.
Yes. We are going to the moon, my friends.
We're buying Orchid. We're buying Bond. Mm-hmm. We are buying every Avo. I mean,
yes.
You think
my
of
new
a
one
crypto.
Is
yes.
Thanksgiving coin. Thanksgiving coin is the new crypto asset that is a must have.
Mm-hmm.
It is like all other kinds of crypto, but it smells bad.
Yes. That is one of the ones that I really love. And when you, if you buy enough of it, your whole computer smells bad and later your whole office and house, like if you're getting really rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing garbage coin. You buy it and then you actually put it straight into the trash on your computer screen. And then
you drag it over to the trash.
You drag it into the trash and delete it and it leaves a virus. Which is like sick because I get to see all these porno windows that I never would have searched for. And they just open themselves infinitely. And it's better than what I would have been doing, which is probably work.
It's stuff you can't find in those windows. It's not like you're able to like search for that stuff. But
I wouldn't. I don't
windows.
Have the creativity. My mind wouldn't allow me to search those terms.
And it was behind your regular browser the whole time. So when you click out of it, and your boss is there, they can see that like someone has been inside your computer secretly behind the window, the whole entire time.
They were watching you and they were recording you and now they have your information and they have your master email list and can send it to everyone you know at any time. And the way to make the video stop is just simply to type thanks.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to kicking butt and dropping
names. In the red carpet,
in the hallway
of this industry we call showbiz. Big what up, and it's a big Hollywood day for us. We got big good friend, and what a big announcement he's got. And go ahead, because it's time for the show. Tom!
And I hear, Tom, there's one of these guys who is Tom Nook, and this is from this baby game. But now I'm hearing there's also Tom Book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Tom Sharpling here, back. Third boy and back in the hot seat. And
it's been a little while. There have been some submissions for third boy.
Yeah.
Some people think Matt Apodaca should be the third boy. That has been floated out there by the Earwolf Reddit.
Well, like Modest Mouse said, right? Float on. That one.
Float on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Hey, buddy, right? Whenever some big guy trying to bully me, hey, buddy, why don't you float on?
That's what I was saying.
Why don't you be like Modest Mouse and float on? Okay.
Float on, pal.
I
think
into a cup to see all the day.
Well, he drove off here sometime live, okay?
Yeah.
Too much of what did I say?
I think my third boy status is pretty much a lock at this point.
Well, you just left it off. It was all okay. Ocean breathe salty, huh, gang?
Yeah. Love it.
Tom.
Mules.
Tom Book.
Tom Book.
Yeah.
Talk a book about the book.
You want to see, Tom, how excited I am?
I do.
I made all this space.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. You are ready for the
book. That's how many copies he's going to need.
You can see I have two completely empty bookshelves behind me. And this entire room is empty in case there's another book. Yes.
Let's start loading it up. Let's start loading it up.
I've been ordering it off of Siri, and you'll see my entire space is empty as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing just, if you recall when Blake Shelton went on Jimmy Fallon program and played the Lumineers song dressed as a chicken, and it sounded a little like this. Book, 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 book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's Tom's theme,
mm-hmm.
right?
And that's what I've been doing. I've been getting, hey, Siri? And hopefully they'll all show up on time. And when I say book, they know what I mean. Tom's book.
Yeah.
Talk a book about your book, a little book.
Well, the thing about this book is it's kind of not like any other book. It's you might think you know books.
I thought, right? I did.
But with this book, I'm so prepared to just look you in the face and just say, you don't know jack about books.
First of all, this one doesn't say book on it.
Uh-uh.
On the front.
Uh-uh. Nope.
No, and that's the kind of, I just assume people can kind of roll with it. It's 2021.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a book.
One of those, like, say it without saying it things.
It is one of those say it
without. Tell me you're a book without telling me you're a book.
Yes. Drop the information off and let the audience pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Drop the book. Just Tom. It's cleaner.
I know this book. I did the writing on this book, but it really is ultimately.
Okay, Tom did the writing on this book.
It's a conversation. This book was a conversation between me and the reader. And I mean,
they send you a book.
It was a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touched on mature subjects.
Yes, and it was brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh.
Mm-hmm. The fresh line. I love
Kedrick Perkins. Kedrick Perkins. The top five. Top five all time. Gotta be top five power forwards.
I loved seeing that you did this book, and I love to watch my friends succeed. It's, as I always say, it's not a zero-sum game. It's a sum-sum game, and we're all getting some out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You wrote the book, and congratulations to you, and that's huge, and it's really big news for Tom, and it's maybe even bigger news for us.
For Hayes.
For Hayes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
For Sean, too.
And for Sean, thank you for mentioning that. Just, I mean, it's a huge opportunity. I mean, you know, it's a big tent, four quadrant, like the potential here, back end, et cetera, to be writing and directing, like for us, like a feature film, you know?
But wait, no, I don't. But it's
movie.
It's my book.
Movie.
Make a movie.
No, it's not a movie. It's a.
It's your book.
Yes,
it's our movie, my movie.
But it's our movie.
I'm so lost right now. What do you? How is my book your movie?
Do you see how I have no possessions in here anymore? We recently did a pro version episode with a one Mr. Manzoukas, mm-hmm. where some of my possessions I like showed on camera in that episode. That raised the value of them significantly.
Yes.
I was able to sell off everything I own that I showed in that episode.
Along with an authenticated USB mm-hmm. port, you know, stick that allows people to watch Mr. Mantzoukas comment on the possessions.
Yes.
So the people know that it is of extreme value.
That made me sufficiently liquid, actually soaking wet, enough to purchase book, movie.
Well, I mean, the book isn't that expensive. I mean, it's a 20-something dollars for the book. I don't know why you'd have to sell all your stuff to just
get you the have to. Book.
No.
Yeah, Sean can explain. Sean knows the kind of like the how the IP.
Yeah. We didn't
which one
buy,
of you cats,
we didn't
which one of you cats didn't know what an overall deal was? Which one of you cats?
It was a holding deal.
Okay.
And that was a previous host of the show who is no longer.
He's been slain.
Yeah.
And risen in his place mm-hmm. is the man you see before you.
Okay.
So much the stronger for his journey.
So do you ever think about, this, there's at one time there is a ship and
yes,
the ship is
sailing
along. I love
when he talks about this.
Okay.
And one of the pieces fell off. And they say, oh, time to put in new pieces.
New ship piece, please.
Okay. Now this other piece, it fall off. Oh, we put a new pieces in for this now as well.
Okay. No two pieces.
And now suddenly every different pieces of the ship falls off.
All of the pieces.
And it's been replaced with these different pieces.
Now is the new ones.
Okay.
Is this the same ships?
Ah.
Or is this... Has this simply become a new ships?
Tom?
This is like me, except with a lot of my skin is falling off at different time of day. I wake up and...
So much
the bed skin. Is basically...
Skin central.
Just a pile of skin.
And so
a lot of skin. And I'll say also that parts of my face and parts of my arm are in the bed or under the bed. And we clean them up. And mm-hmm. lo and behold, now new skin, arm, face. Am I the same man I was?
So I've become basically two or three different guys since that holding deal.
And the time it takes, yes. You know, every 7 months, every cell in your body has been completely mm-hmm. replaced with a new ship piece.
Sure. No, it's so what you're saying
is this
is basically...
why your taste changes, Tom. Have you ever mm-hmm. noticed you'll be like, oh, I love peanut sauce and I can't get enough of it. And then 7 months later, you go, this makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
The sight yeah. of peanut sauce makes me want to vomit, but I can't
you
stop
take out
drinking
your
vinegar.
You take out your snifter for the night and you
mm-hmm.
you have it filled up with peanut sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You and like you smell it and you're like, oh, I don't really want to drink this entire thing anymore.
Who am I? This man whose entire identity was Mr. Snifter of peanut sauce, and now I've become just the vinegar guy or
all right, now this
all
is
I do
gra-
is yeah.
How what does this have to do with you and
Sean
my
Sean was
book?
Going to
I was just getting
permit, there. And Sean is sort of Mr. IP.
Have you gotten IP any freely. Calls recently from representatives saying that a big, powerful company has purchased the film rights to your book?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, you may want to check your phone. It should be coming mm-hmm. through soon. But
I mean, I get a fair phone. Amount of spam risk.
That's us.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
Our production company is called Spam Risk, and mm-hmm. we are. And by the way, we're as prevalent as spam. We're as resilient. We're
as salty.
Universal, adaptable. We're mm-hmm. as delicious, and we are going to take over this industry And project one for Spam Risk Productions is Tom Book.
Whatever this book.
The, whatever
well, the book the is also, not it's not gonna, called Tom yeah. Book. It's not called Tom Book. It's
okay.
called,
I've noticed this. Yes. I've noticed this.
That was frustrating.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far in, how deep in you are in terms of the name. If you could call it Tom Book, it would
can
be
Can I just
simpler.
Say, what? So what is the name of this book?
It's called It Never Ends.
You can see why this, from a movie perspective, is not going to work.
Say, we cannot have it say that.
So you... It's,
that's very... That will make people really not want to come in.
First of all, we'll get our freaking bloomer suit off.
Absolutely. We'll get sued into the freaking Stone Age by... and rightly so. By people who said, oh, I thought this was the last movie ticket I ever have to buy because it never ends. And some people actually saying... Well, I'm not even going to buy a ticket because I have a doctor's appointment next month.
So we end up having to furiously be making new movie before it ends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And people are like...
And it's diminishing returns.
Yes.
The first movie will be so good, but are we going to be able to get all of those actors back? Or even the same camera?
This is very frustrating already. This is just, I don't like where this is going already.
Well, it is always a little painful to adjust when you get a creative note that kind of rocks you to your core and makes you look at some of the decisions you made that could have been handled better. But Tom mm-hmm. Book is a project I care about so much. Mm-hmm. I care about it enough to upset you with the note. Tom Book, the movie.
So you'd rather a movie not be called It Never Ends. You'd rather a movie have the word book in the title. That's a better, that's a, oh, look, I know it has the word movie in it also.
And coming soon, if you're up to it, Tom Book 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I'm so flummoxed right now by all of this.
Tom Book.
I'm just so goddamn flummoxed. I don't know. I thought I was coming on to talk about my book, and now you're saying something.
We've said
about
well,
a
movie
are.
Called
so
Tom
many
Book. Times.
We've said Tom Book constantly, and actually, the flummox is like a sort of the Lorax type character who we're mm-hmm. thinking about incorporating into the book.
Well, it's a, okay.
But it's for like the part where we go in, where we type. Go, yeah, where we go inside out, you know, and get and see all your different emotions, and there's mm-hmm. a flummox character.
Like an okay. internal yeah. Great Gazoo, but who's like bigger than the inside out people, is actually like taking up a lot of space in there, and kind of like when he moves around, it's uncomfortable for
and he's
you,
hot. He's got like a mm-hmm. really good body.
Yeah. Tom Book, what, I do want you to talk about this a little bit. Talk about,
please tell me what you think it is.
Talk about a
Talk a book about your book, a little book.
Wait, who do you want? You want me to talk about what yes. I think my own book
Absolutely.
Is?
Absolutely. That's going to be such a great guide for that. Us. Yeah.
It's a book about my life, and it's got funny stories in it, and it's
won't be the
yeah,
judge of that.
Okay. Well, I am saying I think there's funny stories in it. I mm-hmm. don't know what the brain trust over at Spam Risk Productions might think. I can only speak for myself with this. I wrote a book, and it's got funny stories, and I'm happy with it. And apparently now...
And you hope everyone see the movie.
Apparently now it's... Well, I didn't sign anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have rights to my book.
We do. There's a publishing company, and there's, you know, there are other obviously entities involved, big corporate entities, and this, you know, money talks in this mm-hmm. town, and that's what makes it move around, and it's going to be good for everybody, especially Deadpool.
Wait, what? How is? It's not a superhero book.
I know.
It's sort of an anti. Super anti-hero. Is this
it's not the traditional
I'm really
hero.
Rooting for this guy?
Yeah, wait a minute. This guy's saving the day? This is who, you know, the fate of the world is in his hand. I don't know if I trust him, but isn't that sort of the tension that you want to create? And it's going to be a little while before Deadpool 3 gets off the ground, but I think we're going to miss him in between now and then.
This book addresses mental health, mental illness, And I think about, like, okay, who is both mental and extremely ill?
Mm.
Oh, it's my friend Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
So Deadpool is going to be more prevalent in the film. Of course, it's not too late maybe to have a foreword by Deadpool at the beginning of the book where he says, like, take it from this douche nozzle. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty badass to, you know, kick Francis in the butt.
He talks about the reader. He's like, hey, I can see it. I'm inside the book. I can see up your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, like, oh, you're putting me like right next to your junk. Oh, mm-hmm. I love. Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're holding me against your junk. Sick. Oh, don't pick me up that high. Now I'm closer to the freaking bats in the cave.
And the reader is going to, we're going to have them on a string when they think that Deadpool is really in the book. And he says that he's close to their junk. They're going to be like, oh, they're going to lift the book right up.
They're moving the book all over.
And then we
not that high,
the next
dumbass.
Episode.
Yeah.
So you're actually, you actually want to go back and change the, it's not, it's bad enough that you're talking about some movie, Tom Book the movie.
Not some movie, Tom Book the movie.
Well, Tom Book the movie. You want to go back and put a foreword by Deadpool in the book that exists already.
I think it'll justify how much screen time he's getting, which has been a, you know, a conversation we've been having. And everybody, you know, these, it's the notes process. We're kicking around. We've got a script we love, but I want to love it even
more. You have
more.
A script already?
Yeah, we've got a script. Well, I mean, if you want to get a star attached, you know, you do have to send out a script. I mean, Pete Holmes isn't going to sign on for just some random.
No, you know, Pete Holmes. So.
Well, you know, we want someone to play you. Like you said, the stories are pretty funny. So who's funny? Who's a comic, right? And I think
he's playing me.
Well, you may get your wish, you know, because the script as it stands has very little Deadpool. And he's had already some input. He did say, and this I think is smart, but if you want to talk about this, I guess there's this whole part of the book where you're starting like a radio show thing.
Yes, well, that's what happened in my life. So, yeah, that is a part of the book. Why is
great,
that?
Great. But for a radio show, like, I don't know if we want to do that in a movie, but Pete was thinking maybe instead of a radio show, you could be hammering some nympho chick.
No, no. It didn't happen. It's not in the book. It's not going to be in, it's not in Tom Book, and it won't be in Tom Book the movie. There was no nympho chick anywhere in any of this. I don't. This
yeah,
is just,
I mean,
so
I don't know if
wrong.
I can get one of them to read the book either. So it already was like just something we wanted to float out there.
So Pete is attached to this already.
He's circling it, but there's mm-hmm. you know a lot of pretty girls at the ball that Pete could take home, and we're just fingers crossed that we kind of get the nod at the end of the night. So
I'm looking at this, and this is like, sometimes I'm reading it like I'm trying to figure out, like, I see the movie in my head, right? And sometimes it's like so clear, I'm like sitting here watching a movie in my popcorn.
Yeah, I
right?
feel that way too. We remember we were watching the movie together when we were driving the other day.
Yes, reading the book while we were driving.
Yes.
And but it was like watching a movie eating my popcorn.
On mm-hmm. what? On what? Your phone?
Reading a book and eating popcorn and driving.
Okay. Driving and eating popcorn, yeah. And smoking.
And other times I'm like, what is actually happening here? Like, you know, it's like your first book. So, like, the visual storytelling element is maybe not like 100% crafted yet. But I was having trouble. There weren't a lot of updates on, like, your basically nudity level.
Yes.
At different points in the book?
It's not mentioned, and we actually, because obviously for Pete to sign on, I think we can get him to do full frontal, but for him to go full backle, mm-hmm. we're gonna need to really justify it in the storytelling. And so if you could even just go into the margins of some copies of your book and write like, mm-hmm. that you had your ass cheeks out.
No. I'm not going to go and put nude scenes into the book so that Pete Holmes He wants to do nude scenes?
He wants to do full frontal. Full backle is more of a conversation. And I guess he
that's he's more willing of a conversation to? Than full frontal for him.
With Pete, yeah.
So if just anywhere you just write, I'm nude.
Just this, it's like a scene, whatever, you're book. With your dad or you're at the doctor or something. You say like, and my I'm butt nude. Cheeks were out. And
so how again do you initials. Have the rights to this?
Hmm?
How did I didn't sign a goddamn thing about this to grant you any control over this?
Well, have you signed anything in the past few weeks?
Did you maybe anything sign at a all? Book, for example?
Yes, I've signed a bunch of books. Yeah,
the book is a contract. Okay.
But it's
some
it's
of those
not
books were contracts.
Yeah,
and that's fine. We didn't we put our we you know it's the contract for us to have the rights to the movie, so we put it inside the book binding. All right, because we thought that's kind of a cute, funny way to.
There was one weird book that I signed, one that just didn't seem right.
Sure.
I thought it was defective.
Yeah. Title changed?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a contract.
Yeah, it was a contract.
That's a contract.
That contract. Doesn't make you guys feel sleazy at all? Doesn't make you feel underhanded? That's the way you do business?
I guess. Being sleazy makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of like Deadpool in that I love to be a little messed up and sleazy.
Yeah, that I'm so bad it's good.
And Deadpool was, of course, in the contract as well. Deadpool was talking about how the pen was hurting him when you were signing it.
Yeah.
Because it's very weird that you didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the date was 6/9/69.
He said nice signature douche rod and you know, he said some other cool stuff.
This is all coming back. When I opened that one book to sign I noticed it did say something about Taco Tuesday in it. And then I went and I was like, where'd that go? And it was gone already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had moved on with it. Yeah. He had probably brought it over to the Chimichangas as well.
Chimichangas.
Yeah. Chimichangas.
Well, I don't like the sound of any of this, guys.
Well, Francis was not a fan of Deadpool either, and we see where that got him. So I'd say it may be time to get on board.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult. But Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
The funny TikTok portion of the book that kind of zip through your whole childhood, because there's, it feels like there's a lot of the chapters. I skimmed them, but a lot of the chapters are about, you know, like you being a kid and all this stuff. And I go, kids now, they're on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was not a kid then. I didn't have TikTok when I was a kid.
Right, which is why we're making it better for Tom Book the movie. Yeah. But what I'm wondering from you is, can you start an account or get a kid to start an account just for some sort of marketing purposes, mm-hmm. and get a couple million followers and then kind of find like a funny way to present some of these stories that are like a little dark? Over like a like an Olivia Rodrigo song or something.
Yeah. And like, again, it's like your first book and stuff, and this stuff will be figured out in future books, but like people don't want to see a kid who like his hobby is like catching pennies in his mouth when they fall off the boardwalk or whatever. What with you, like this kind of stuff you did when you were growing up.
That's a misrepresentation of so much of the
book.
But
it's the kind of thing.
It's the sort of thing that you're into that maybe is interesting, but it's not good for a movie.
So yeah. Then what would be good for a movie then?
Well, I mean, as good a time as any, I guess, to talk about the doo-doo in your pants scene.
Which is not in, that did not happen. And please, okay, tell me about the doo-doo in my pants scene.
What we're getting from Pete, who of course won't play the child version of you, he'll play the teenage version of you because he mm-hmm. does look young. But mm-hmm. but we are going to get an actual child for this, and basically,
you sure you don't want to get Pete oversized bonnet, huge lollipop, maybe. You don't want to just go all the way with it. Just have him play a kid licking a giant lollipop, but he'll say it's a small lollipop because he's a little kid. This lollipop is so big because I'm little.
This is the kind of collaboration I was hoping we'd be doing on this. Yes. That is a workaround that I think
like
saves
an
us
actual idea.
Solves some casting problems. The lollipop is funny.
Mm-hmm.
How does that get us to the doo-doo inside your pants? Which the scene from the studio and everyone we're hearing, the scene's just too short. Right now, it's only about half the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Half the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, this is going to pain me to suggest something. Does he enter a chili eating contest?
Wow. Oof. It's kind of nasty. It's kind of gross.
That's kind of making me throw up.
Yeah.
It's not a gross movie.
It's kind of babyish. It's just kind of like, a sick idea. That's gross.
Let's move away from the chilling area because it's kind of grossing me out to think about now. Do you want to just talk about the name? Obviously, Tom doesn't really work for us.
Yeah.
What do you think about just first reaction? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Trump.
Spell it.
T-R-O-M-M-P.
Donald Trump.
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 Donald Trump. Instead of Tom.
Yeah.
Which we've already got one of those, Tom Everett Scott, and he's, you know, holding up in Hollywood very well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. We actually we kind of did that already.
We don't want to confuse the audience. But what do you think about you? You're being played by Pete Holmes. Through your entire life, all ages, he could pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing a radio show, you're hammering some nympho. You're full frontal and full backle, if we can justify mm-hmm. it. And mm-hmm. you're Donald Trump.
So, and Deadpool's there. Deadpool's there also.
Deadpool's there.
Yeah, Deadpool's there.
I don't like it.
He's
pointing
at the crowd. He's saying like, this date, this one's not going to work out. Like that, he's talking
to the people at the theater
inside like, the movie.
He goes like, "Hey, buddy, you should have sprung for the large soda." She's thinking you're a cheapskate.
Mm-hmm.
Pointing at the, you know, hopefully somebody's sitting there. So we can't. He can't. Actually
okay, this guy didn't wash his hands in the bathroom, and right into the popcorn it goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
I don't like where any of this is going.
junior mints. They, when you buy them, they that's what he said. Senior mints, grandpa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Old guy eating candy. You want to talk cars? I mean, you feel like you're bummed. You want to talk about cars? Yeah, we want to sex them up, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't mention the cars that you're driving in the book much, if at all. There's no suicide doors on the Lambo. Mm-hmm. There's no sick ass Ferrari. You know, there's no. There's not even a Bugatti as I'm looking back and just even flipping through the pages. Yeah. I'm not seeing that. And I'm going like, well, why would I watch this? Right?
Yeah, there's no cars in the book. It's not a book about cars. Especially high-end cars. I was a child. I didn't have access to Bugattis and Lambos.
Okay.
And this is the kind of thing where, like, the kind of stuff that doesn't sell.
Yeah.
Of, like, you going to the boardwalk and, like,
eating pennies or whatever you're
scooping
saying.
Scooping crawdads out of the tide pool, yeah. Selling your, like, gross tide pool crawdads on the boardwalk.
Yeah, comparing fangs with a water moccasin or
that
something.
That moment in my life where I would just scoop those crawdads out of the tide pool and sell them on the boardwalk.
And people are passing by like, what is this with this boy?
And yeah.
Crawdads. What they want to see is a little kid that drives very high-end cars.
Yeah, Frankie Muniz.
And it's that kind of. Have you even said hi to Kevin this whole time, by the way? Kevin
yeah, that's something I was curious about. Kevin's been here taking notes for the studio meeting.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Tom. Great to see you.
It's great to see you too. Are you a part of all of this?
I am. I'm the scribe.
Kevin, what was your favorite part of the book?
Mine was when Deadpool and Pete Holmes would spike the camera and go, can we please normalize being shy?
Well, that actually wouldn't be a bad scene, to be honest. I don't mind that. I don't love it, but I don't mind it.
They say it's actually selfish to like ask people how they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You actually don't have a right to my internal experience, and if I volunteer it, that's my choice.
Yeah. Sure. No, can we normalize being shy? Kevin, I apologize.
And Deadpool says, my toxic trait is actually doing nice things for other people. What mm-hmm. you are supposed to do is be a complete piece of shit to everyone you've ever met. Because that it's actually very toxic to do a niceness.
Yeah. No, it's true. Wow. And it's called self-care.
Yep. Can we so normalize Tom, being shy?
Talk to me. What's happening for you, Tom? Because you really seem to have shut down, and I so want this to be a collaboration. I was so excited for us to talk.
Well, just think about it from my perspective. I came on the show, favorite podcast I came on.
For anyone who's just listening, by the way, Tom is, from what I can see, not at all nude. Tom, of course, is not going to tell you himself.
No, I'm not. I'm fully clothed. I come on to talk about my book. I've been on the show. How many times have I been on the show? 15 times at this point? No,
it's sort of one big time.
Yeah.
It's all kind of similar.
To me, there's just one episode with Tom, and it continues always.
Sure, it never ends, you could say, right? Mm-hmm. You could say. But I come on. Thank you for the laugh on that, Kevin. I come on.
Kevin, laugh harder than that, please.
Can I just turn
Kevin,
it
you're
up
gonna
and
have to
post?
Laugh for both of us.
Do a much bigger one.
Well, I feel sick again.
Yeah, I did not enjoy that. I come on to talk about the book, and then I get completely
nude.
Sideswiped. Okay, and I didn't get completely nude. I come on to talk about the book. And now I find out you set up a some shell corporation called Spam Risk Productions. You got me to sign a weird copy of the book that was actually a contract. You own the rights to the book now, and you've turned my book into a vehicle, literally and figuratively. Pete Holmes is going to play me at all ages. Deadpool's in it, and there's going to be what seems like massive amounts of full frontal and backal nudity throughout the book. And it seems like it's about high-end sports cars now.
Part of it will be, but yeah, this is the thing. Like you're saying all the facts of a movie that sound really good as if they're bad, which anyone can do that. I can do that. What's a movie you like, Tom?
Movie I like, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Yeah, so you're talking about this movie where this weird, gross alien is like trying to eat candy and like touching kids. You know what I mean?
Actually, like, that's pretty. Yeah,
pretty easy. Fair. Pretty easy to be a critic.
Yeah, but what you're not doing is submitting ideas for what you think would make a great movie. I mean, I'm insulted because you said try to think about it from my perspective. Well, that's all I do 15 hours a day is I try to get into your shoes, think about your perspective. Okay, now I'm Pete Holmes. My best friend is Deadpool. I'm going 128 on the fucking 405 in my Bugatti. I got this nympho in the front seat. And I'm looking for anywhere to pull off the highway because she's got to have what I'm packing downstairs. I'm completely nude, but obviously I'm seated, so you're not going to be able to see my back unless we somehow justify it in the story. And
glass bottom Bugatti seat.
That's
camera experience.
And we did it.
Low angle camera experience.
But we wouldn't have gotten there unless I put myself in your shoes, start thinking about it from your perspective. So if there's something you want to see.
You know how often a movie ends? With like a crane shot that's like going like way, way up.
Pulling out, yeah.
Instead, we go down under the seat. Glass bottom seat.
Yeah.
So then we basically be staring at Pete Holmes' anus.
We are figuring out.
Well, when we get all the way in, we actually meet the flummox in there. The flummox lives in his anus.
The flummox. Which is a thing that I think you made up when I used the word flummox. You're going to deny it. I'm going to say you made it up on the spot. But now apparently that's in the story now as an animated character that lives in Pete Holmes' anus.
We're trying to do it practically.
Yeah, it's felt. It's a lot of felt.
Can I pitch something that I've been working on?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, Tom's not pitching anything.
Someone at Apple owes me a huge favor, so I secured a commercial for Tom Book the Movie. It does have to run during a promo for Ted Lasso, though, so if we're okay with that, I have everyone's signatures.
Sure, so now this is...
So the commercial runs during another commercial?
Yeah, I need to like figure out a way to like have
them be so watching.
It's
or
like
something,
so Ted maybe. Lasso goes like, let's look at some game film from
the
soccer
match.
Team
building exercise.
Yeah,
like, yeah. And then the game film would be Tom Book. Oh yeah,
I'm a football coach that plays coaches a different sport now.
Kevin, what did you do for that? Like what? What faith?
Yeah, why does Apple?
I lied in court.
This?
I don't know if I should admit that.
You lied in court for them.
Yeah.
For your
friend. You said you
at
never
Apple.
Saw Mike Daisy at the factory?
Mike who? See?
Wow.
Wow, that was impressive.
Burned him.
Yeah, that was really good.
But Tom, I want you to feel comfortable with it. I don't think we can lose what we have, but if there are scenes you want us to add that you feel tell your story more thoroughly, like is there something...
He wants to be in it. He wants to be in the movie.
Tom, is that what this is about?
Tom, just tell us you want to be in the movie. We will find a place for you.
I don't want to be in the movie.
Could be the Nympho's dad.
Great. So what am I just like? What? Give me some sample dialogue.
Well, you're the Nympho's dad, and you are, of course, the valet at the country club, and you, played by Pete Holmes, are like pull up in the Gotti.
Yeah, don't scratch it, pal.
Overhand whips his keys at you, like basically like full, that's a full pitching motion.
Like overhand.
Yeah.
Just like.
Oh yeah. Like a whole wind up, like just like cranks his arms up and just, and yeah, kicks his leg out the whole
You're wearing
hard
shorts.
As he can throw the keys.
It's catfish hunter style.
You're wearing shorts. You're watching him pull up with your daughter. He's nude.
I'm in shorts. He's nude.
Yes. See, again, and this is like, see how it helps? See how it helps to actually visualize the scene?
So you can see it, yeah.
And yes, he is throwing a four-seam fastball of his keys at you. And you say? Nice keys.
Nice keys. I say nice keys. And then what happens next? The flummox takes a crap on my head. What's next? What indignity am I going to suffer next?
Again, it's all this stuff about like pooping and like
Brought it up. You said the
That was a scene I believe was in your book that we.
There's no scene in the book that has to do with crapping your pants.
Okay. I agree to disagree on that. It's just, you know, I'm not here to fight a battle about the book. The fact is we're going to take it out of the movie. It was half the movie. It was your whole childhood. We thought it was going to be more relatable, more engaging, a little more vulnerable than trying to eat more pennies than the crawfish can or whatever the thing was. Sure.
Can I ask a question and God help me for asking this question?
Yes.
Who do you picture doing the voice of the flummox?
Layla Ali.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, what's your second favorite part of the book?
When Robert Downey Jr. makes a cameo?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not in the book. There's no Robert Downey Jr. is not in the book at all.
He finds out that you're going to be that you're Spider-Man. You're doing like Spider-Man stuff in your spare time. And he's like, look, kid, you have to keep the secret for me. Then it turns out it was a different kid at school. Wasn't you at all.
No.
It was a mistake.
Sure. So he shows up.
You go to the same school as
Spider-Man's in school.
Canonically, the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Gotcha. Okay. So I go to the same school.
And Zendaya.
And he goes to the wrong kid's house.
Yeah.
He shows up and he goes, yeah, and RDJ, he's in there and he goes, hey, look, kid, you don't have to keep the secret from me.
And then I'm.
Oh, so what? You're just like a normal high school kid? You're just like doing like. You're just pretending to be like just a normal high school kid.
Okay.
Okay.
Disregard everything. Yeah.
So then I tell him, I'm not Spider-Man.
You go like, huh?
Yeah, you would do it more like
there's
you,
a
where you'd be like.
Strand.
So I'm more of like a
going from your nose down into your mouth, and you're like,
some like kind of
chewing on this bit, like hanging snot strand.
I'm not. I'm
interesting
not
diet
Spider-Man.
You got there, kid. Yeah.
Look, I'm not Mr. Stark. I'm not Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's riffing. At this point, he's riffing, so we can't even hear you. He's just grabbing stuff off the shelves, like set dressing stuff, and he's just going.
He's like doing like, hello, anybody there? Like picking a thing of making like it's a phone.
Like,
and
it's like a soccer
globe.
Trophy
he talks
or whatever,
into the snow globe.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, Citizen Kane.
He's our Robin. He's our generation's Robin. Okay. That's just what he is.
So in this this pivotal scene, I go into my bedroom from high school because I go to the same school as Spider-Man. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Tony Stark is there basically doing riffing with different props around my room where he'd be just like, is he doing like applause meter with his hand? And
yeah, he's doing the applause meter. And he's been told that, you know, they've been told like props has been told to have a lot of knickknacks around and stuff so that he can just go because we're going to get a lot of raw footage.
Sure. So he'll do things like he'll pick up, he'll just pick up like a the mouse from my computer and just be kind of like, oh, it's a mouse. Oh, mouse trap. Or like that.
He would do better.
It's not real. It's not real.
And he's
going to
get into character. He's going to probably do characters.
Yeah. Of course, this is like a parallel universe version because I think he's not in the regular movies anymore. So this is like a different Tony Stark that in our version, his name is Tony Stark naked. He's naked.
Mm-hmm. He's going.
So he's nude in my bedroom.
And we're seeing it from the back as well.
Yeah. Okay. And Robert Downey Jr. is playing this.
This is Did you say Roger? Did you say Roger Downey Jr.?
You said Roger.
I said Robert.
Okay, then no.
Oh no.
So it's Roger Downey Jr.
Roger Downey Jr. is playing this role, and he's actually, to me, he's the funnier of the two Downey Juniors. Mm-hmm. He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, his schedule was easier to line up for us. Mm-hmm. He's available basically forever.
Sure. So he's going through my room going, oh, Annie M. I want to get back. What's going on, Captain? I cannot do it anymore. We cannot take the stress. The ship can't, I'm damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor. He's doing like every one of these things. Roger Downey Jr.
Wizard of Oz, Star Trek. Yeah, Roger Downey Jr. is going through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing some offensive stuff as well.
Okay.
Doing some accents and stuff. You know, we can cut around it unless we decide it works for the picture. But, I gotta say, I don't want to overlook the fact that your name is Donald Trump in the movie as well. So.
I completely forgot. So he's like, Donald Trump, you are Spider-Man. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm walking in the room in shorts, you said. He's fully nude. Roger Downey Jr. is fully nude. And I say, Tony Stark, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, he's doing Twyla Tharp, 1, 2, 3, 4, one. He's just doing dance things. And then Fosse doing, and then I go.
A little quick Julia Child impression in the kitchen, maybe, as he's working his way around the house.
Then he says, Donald Trump, you are Spider-Man. And since I'm like a mouth breather, I'm going, I'm not Spider-Man, Mr. Stark. That's,
I think that could be good.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. That's Kevin's second favorite scene.
Yeah,
I kind of get it now. I see what my book is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, you have to pretend, like you go, the scene after that is you like pretend, you get kind of caught up in this thing where you have to pretend to be Spider-Man and you basically get like hurled into the side of a building.
And do I slide down?
Yeah, you slowly slide all the
glass
way down
building. So we're inside and we're following you like.
Well, the same camera that goes up, the same camera that goes up Pete's anus. Yeah. I guess we could use for that shot.
Yeah.
So you're
the
very slowly,
flummox could actually see you doing this and go, well, that's gotta hurt. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're sliding down this glass building.
Yeah.
And as you're sliding, you get kind of like turned over, and then the friction of the glass is pulling your shorts off.
Of course, I get turned upside down.
Yeah,
so that I'm nude. Why wouldn't I be nude for the Spider-Man training sequence?
That's a spam risk signature. You know, it's like all these movies where these people walk on screen. And you go like, when are those shorts coming off? And half the time they don't. But you know, when you see one of our flicks, at some point. A window's going to pull the shorts off.
Sure. So a window does it.
Basically, yeah. That's friction.
But that's the signature. That's the signature move for your company.
We try to get you pushed up against the glass somehow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, let's do it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the Olympics, the boys
we haven't recorded yet. Don't worry, it'll be a really good one. And the Flager ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Tom, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.